Okay.
He's not the only one who doesn't give it to him.
Whatever. Okay. Let's look in charter right now. New. Let's look in charter right now. This is all contribution to the safety of the Jewish people. Okay, we're starting a new perek over here, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Basically, this perek is talking about various cases that we have, various cases where, for one reason or another, a woman is not able to, or is able to, as the case may be, drink the Maaser test. Like here, for whatever reason, they stuck all the Mishnayos together, probably because the whole perek is only a couple, of blocks, and there wasn't enough Gemara for each Mishnah. Mishnah starts off, Arusa Shemeres Yavam, and Arusa, so her Arus, her husband was Mekane for her, where was Mekane to her while she's in Arusa, Shemeres Yavam, or she's waiting for Yibum, Loi Shoises Hulenet L'Sksuba, they don't drink the Meisaita for reasons that we'll talk about in the Gemara, and they also don't, but also if there was Kinnery, the Kinnery is strong enough that it will answer her to her husband. In the case of an Arusa, if she were to be Mizana at that point, she'd be Aser, so the Kinnuri and Stira itself already creates Raglayim Ladavar, as we said before. In the case of the Shemeres Yavam, now that gets a little interesting. We learned before, we had the opinion of Reb Hamnuna a few days ago, who said that a Shemeres Yavam was Mizana, in fact, becomes Aser to her Yavam. You could argue then that, Rashi points out, you could argue then that our Mishnah is going according to that, but not necessarily, because the Gemara did mention that in Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they held not like him, and in fact that Amam Paskin's not like him, although Tosfos Paskin is like him. The difference is, though, that even in this case, the very fact that the Yavam was Mekane to her, though, creates, the very fact that he was Mekane, and now there was Stira, that itself, to a certain extent, it depends on his Kepeda, the Kepeda de Baal Talya Milsa. That once he's machbid, that she shouldn't do it, and she did it, he can argue, you know what, very nice, maybe in principle you wouldn't be Ola, maybe in principle you wouldn't be Oster to me, but I don't want to marry you, I don't want to marry a woman who might be fooling around like this, who might be suspicious like this. So therefore, it actually says that he is Stira Ksubasa. She herself, by doing Stira after the Kinnuri, she herself brought it about that she's going to lose her Ksuba. Tosfos also discussed Tosfos and Tosfos
Chandra.
No, there was no Kinnuri, nothing happened, obviously. Especially because, as we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta, actually, we'll see in our Mishnah, there are cases that the Stira itself would have been Mutter, but because they're preceded by a Kinnuri, they're not. Because they're preceded by a Kinnuri, they're not. We'll learn later in the Mishnah, for example, a man can be Mekane to his wife. Don't be in Stira with your close relatives, even though normally she'd be Mutter to be alone with them. There's no Yichud between a woman and her father, for example. But if the husband, for whatever reason, has reason to suspect, then yeah. There's further discussion about this whole business also Tosfos Chance gives a couple of other possibilities why we would mention Shemeres Yavam in our Mishnah, why indeed would we say that lo netelos subasa. So besides Rashi's reason that the husband, the Yavam, may now say, you know what, I don't want to marry a woman who is suspicious like this, Tosfos Chance also mentions another possibility that our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Akiva, as we talked about the other day, who Rabbi Akiva holds Chai Ve'Lavana like Chai Ve'Esa, and therefore she is also to him. If she had relations outside of marriage, like see Aisha Tameisa Chutzal Leishzor, then already that itself is considered an Isra Ever. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Ashetiste Isha Tachas Isha. The pasuk says this is primarily talking about, well, the Arusa and the Shemeres Yavam. The pasuk says if the woman is a soita meaning while married to her husband, krat Arusa for Shemeres Yavam, as opposed to an Arusa is not fully under her husband yet, because she's still partly under her father's rishus, as we learned in the Nedarim. And a Shemeres Yavam also is not completely under her Yavam's rishus, because there's only Zika she hasn't done Yavam yet. Other cases, Almana Lekoyen Gadol, if it's an Almana married to a Kohen Gadol, which is Aser, Grusha V'Chalutza Lekoyen Hedyet, Mamzeret V'Nesina L'Yisrael, Abat Yisrael L'Mamzer L'Nosin, all the famous cases, which are all also under a lav. All those also Lo Shoses Lo Netzis Ksuba, none of those drink the soda water, but they also, if there's Kinnuri and Stira, then they don't get their Ksuba either. Again, the fact that they did Stira makes them lose out, and we can't allow them to drink the water. Basically, the reason is, since the pasuk Rashi says, since the pasuk says kisiste ishtoi, ishish kisiste ishtoi, ishtoi implies a wife who's ru'uya for him, who's suitable for him, and almana is not suitable for a kohen gadol. Like Rusha Machalotza is not suitable to a kohen hadyet, etc.
So it's a bit unfair because he's taking away a tshuva. There's no proof that she was mezani because she never drank the water. She will never drink the water.
Right, but the point is, she made herself lose out. She knew that there was kinui. She should have been more careful not to have seder. Now that she did,
she still could be innocent.
She could be, but nevertheless, I mean, nowadays also you have halacha, right? There's no meisoita. Same thing, yeah. I mean, if it was kinui, we learned at the beginning.
You think seder is innocent?
Yeah, seder is already. And that's true. He's right. I mean,
there's no guilt until.
Whoa, relax. There is already the very fact that there was seder, especially after kinui itself, is a pretty serious matter. That is why when we talk about in the first parak, when we learn about the whole procedure, and in the second parak, which are they still, regardless, at that point, we don't know whether she's innocent or guilty, but we still tear her clothes, we still uncover her hair, we still walk her around from place to place to tire her out, we still bring her korban of Michael Behema, etc., because even if she didn't actually have relations with this guy, nevertheless, the fact that she was in theater with him is itself a certain amount of criticism.
To the point where
now, if she's able to drink the mei soja, then fine. But if she's not, in these cases, she's not able to. And in fact, Tosfos points out that later on, the Mishnah is going to talk about that we're going to have in a couple of lines. We're going to have a case where her husband died, and you have a machlokas b'shama b'sibul. What happens over there? But at least in that case, fine. She thought at the time of the seder, fine. I'll be able to drink the mesot. I'll be able to prove my innocence. She has no way of knowing her husband's going to die. Mashenkin, when it comes to Amon al-Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalut v'Kohen Hadyet, etc., she knew to begin with that it's an invalid marriage. She knew to begin with, she should have known to begin with, that she's not going to be able to drink the soda water. So what's she doing? What's she doing? Doing stira. And the Yerushalmi actually points that out, that knowing that she's never going to be able to drink the soda water, she should be extra careful not to do stira. If she does, then yeah, she forfeits her tzuma. There's also another reason that Mefarshim, a couple of other reasons Mefarshim that are brought why in all these cases she doesn't drink May Sota. The Yerushalmi brings another reason, because since at the end it says if the Sota is innocent, it says V'nixa V'nizra Azara, that if she's found innocent, that she'll have children, as we'll talk about later in the parak. Children, Zera implies kosher children, as opposed to in all these cases, the children are going to have some degree of psul. They're going to be halolim, they're going to be mamzerim, they're going to be nesinim, etc. So the good side of it is not able to happen, therefore the bad side of it can't happen either, basically. And then also various Mefarshim talk about the other idea is, since the whole reason behind the Mei Sota is that Ishta says, I'm willing to have my name erased in order to create Shalom Ben Ishta Ishta. In this case, you don't want Shalom Ben Ishta Ishta. This couple shouldn't stay married in the first place. They should have a mitzvah to force them to divorce. So why would you want to erase the Ishta's name in order to preserve them? I'm one of the kind of God of Grusha, I'm one of the kind of Hadith, etc. Yeah. So then you're not going to erase the Ishta's name to preserve a marriage that shouldn't be preserved anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But nevertheless, part of the reason then. The Elulah shows us for the but then you have also the following. So you have the following cases of women who don't drink the soda water, and because of that they forfeit the ksuba. Number one, if she outright says I'm tame, if she admits it, if shabola edim she tameya, or if edim came that she's tame. Or the case where she says that I won't drink without actually saying outright I'm tummy. In all those cases, because of her doing that makes it, there was her stira and then her admission of guilt or whatever, or adim as the case may be, that make it, and therefore, yeah. On the other hand, I'm a baila eni mashka. What if the husband says I don't want to give her to drink? Or vishabaila, or... No, the kinui was a kinui. Actually, whether the husband can be mochel on his kinui, we'll talk about in the Gemara. We'll talk about that in the Gemara on Chofei. Okay, wait, we'll get to that on either tomorrow night or Shabbos, or Matzah Shabbos, Rez Hashem. But for now, we're just talking about where the husband says, I don't want to give her to drink. Without getting into why, we talked yesterday a couple of reasons why that might be effective. One of them is because the equivalent of him saying, I'm not Manuka Melvin, I know the Mesot is not going to work because I myself am not free from these types of Averis. Or it could be because he's mochel on the shore, whatever it is exactly. If he says Edi Mashka, where it's his doing now that prevents her from doing the sota, from drinking the mei sota and establishing her innocence, or Shabaila Baalel Baderech, or her husband had relations with her on the way to Yerushalayim, which as we learned in the first paragraph, that also makes it that the maid sota won't be effective. In those two cases, they don't drink the water, but they do get their suba. Because they are the fact, so I think Yaakov asked about this yesterday, so what happens if the husband says any rights to Lashko, so that's what we're saying over here. That because, so now it's not her fault, it's her fault because she did the stira,
right.
But that she could have then drank the mei soita. The fact that her husband is blocking it by saying, I don't want her, or by being bala, badara, that's not her fault, and therefore she can't forfeit her ksuba on that basis. Mei subala in no, it means we learned in Ksuba, so Machlokes, whether the Ksuba, Bechlal, Zaraisa, or Zarabanan, but that's neither here nor there for this purpose. We can make her forfeit her Ksuba where it's her fault, we can't where it's his fault. Mesubale and Adshleisha. So what happens if the husband died? Now, here we're not talking about the specific cases we were talking until now. Now we're talking in the more general sense. Any sota, a regular sota, she's not an Amon al-Khan Gadol, she's not an Omer of Tmeyani, nothing, a regular couple, and then she's fully willing to go with it, but her husband dies before she drank the sota water. So what happens? The Shammai and Notus Ksuba Veloshosis. So the Shammai says she gets her Ksuba. She doesn't drink the water, granted, because the Pasuk says, Vehevi ha'ishas ishto, the man has to bring his wife. So there's no man to bring her anymore. There's no husband to bring her anymore. Therefore, no soja water. But the Shammai says she still should get her Ksuba. Because again, it's not her fault that the thing couldn't happen.
That he passed away,
yeah. Over to the Lord, the Silva says no. Either they're going to have to drink, or if they don't drink, they're not going to get their Silva. Now, what does that mean? Actually, what it means is, Basil agrees that she's not going to drink. They agree with the Lashon, with the fact that the Pasuk says, behavi ha'ish. So therefore, what Basil effectively is saying is, because she's not able to drink, therefore, in this case, she forfeits her Silva. We'll talk about the Gemara is going to talk about later on Chafei why Bishamay holds that.
In this case,
Bishamay is more makel than Minya. It happened.
More makel,
yeah, because they're saying that she gets her Ksuba.
Yes.
But you could argue, yeah, let's put it this way, you could argue it's a kula for her, it's a chumra for the husband to stay, right? So maybe that's why this is not counted among the typical cases where Bishamay is makel. Okay. Another case, Muberes Chavere Menekes Chavere. What if a man marries a woman who's pregnant from her previous husband? So her previous husband died or divorced her, and this person married her. Or Menekes Chavere, or she's nursing a baby that she had from her previous husband. Now, we learned in Yevamos that you're not allowed to do that. Really, you're not allowed to marry besides the fact you have that we learned extensively in Yevamos about you're supposed to wait 3 months after a woman's husband has died or divorced her anyway, because you don't know if she's pregnant yet and you want to be able to know if she ends up having a baby, whether it's from her first husband or her second one, in order to keep Yuchsin straight. But besides that, also, even once it's known she's pregnant, Midrabanan, you're not supposed to marry her, and similarly if she's nursing, because what may happen is, as far as the pregnancy, what may happen is that she may become pregnant with another baby on top of the first one, superfetation, they call it in medical terms. It happens occasionally. And then the first baby is going to be harmed. And in the case of the nursing mother, what's going to happen is her milk will go bad, basically. The consistency of the milk changes when a woman is pregnant, and therefore the first baby is not going to have what to eat.
Chavera
means somebody else. So if a person is married to Muberes Chavere Menekes Chavere, Lo shows this Lenotlis Ksuba, Divrei Meir. So the Meir says that that's also a case where they can't, if there was Kinyan Stira, they can't drink the Mei Sota, but therefore also they don't get the Ksuba, Divrei Meir. Because the Meir says, we learned about this in Yevamos, that actually in those cases the Chachamim will force him to divorce her. So therefore, the mayor takes the view that it's similar to the Almana Lekhan Gadol and the rest of that group over there. It's not a marriage that should be existing in the first place. Therefore, we're not going to have her drink.
She's nursing, or she is...
Or she's pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
From her previous husband. And she had relations...
Yes, sir, we're saying that another man is not allowed to marry her as long as she's pregnant or as long as she's nursing. The Chum say that's not a problem. Because he's able to separate from her and then remarry her later on. In other words, what? The whole concern is that he's going to have relations with her. She may become pregnant, and that'll harm the first baby, the first fetus or the first or the firstborn or the firstborn baby, as the case may be. Fine, that doesn't mean they have to divorce per se. All that means is they have to, not permanently anyway, all it means is they have to separate for a period of time, and then afterwards, after she has the baby, or after she weans it, as the case may be, then they can continue their marriage. So it's not called einer reuila. It's not called that this woman is not a suitable wife for him.
So Tosfos Shantz talks a bit
about the question: are we saying that Tosfos and Tosfos Shantz both talk about? Are we talking about that they actually have to divorce? Do they actually need a get? And then later on they'll remarry? Or do we just mean that they'll have to live apart for a while? We'll have to make sure they don't have relations, but they don't have to go through a formal get. One thing Tosfos Shantz points out, and actually mentions a case history in this connection, in the normal case where there's only the issue of morberes chavere, menekes chavere, yes, they would have to divorce, because people don't think of that as a strong enough issue. Therefore, you're afraid that even if you make them separate, they're still going to find some way to have relations and cause these potential problems. Whereas when you have two isurim involved, then we're not so worried about that. Once you have two isurim involved, then we're not so worried that they're going to break two isurim. In this case over here, when you're talking with Sosa, where number one, she's a mu'beres me'nefes chaveri. So that itself creates an isur for them to have relations. Number two, that she's a sota, until she drinks the mei sota, she's also off limits to him, as we just said. So those two things taken together are enough, therefore we're not going to make him give her a get. We'll separate them, and we consider that to be good enough. Until she has the baby, and until she delivers, or we wean the baby, as the case may be. So if she has a baby and we don't know, I mean, right, it could be a stillbirth, Rahman al-Islam, but if it's a healthy baby, then she's going to be nursing him. The normal amount of time for nursing with a stillbirth is 24 months.
Right, yeah. After that.
After that, they'll be able to continue living together. And therefore, Tosfos Shantz brings a case history that happened in their times. Not with a sota, of course. We don't have the whole thing of mei sota nowadays, but there was a case of a man who was makadish morberes chaveri. He only did kiddushin. He didn't yet marry her. So therefore, the psak din was, we don't make him give her a get. Because there also you have two isurim. Number one, she's morberes than menekes chaveri. Number two, that there's only erisin, not isurin. And after erisin, you're not allowed to have relations yet. So therefore, we consider that those two things are strong enough. That's strong enough to dissuade them from having relations, that we're not going to force them to do a get and then later on remarry. Also Mephoshim talk about, I mean, various Mephoshim talk about the idea, even though, I mean, so it is also Dirabonon to marry Mubera Savera Menefes Chavera. So on the face of it, then, don't you have the problem, again, that the husband is not Menukame Oven now, according to the Rambam's definition of Menukame Oven, that the husband must not have done any kind of Avera involving relations, not like Rashi says that it's specifically the Avera of Baal El Baderech, of having relations with her after she's a sota, but the Rambam says more generally, any case where a man has relations with a woman that's also to him, that makes him that now the mei sota is not going to work on his wife, so morberes chaveri menekes chaveri, if it's also medrabanan, don't you have the same problem? And the answer is, because there it's not, the marriage itself is not also per se, the Chachamim had to ban it because of these potential problems, because of what it might do to the baby. But not that the marriage itself is a marriage or a relationship of Isser. And therefore you can't say violating that wouldn't be is not serious enough for it to be called Eina Menukam Oven. Okay. Further continues the Mishnah, Ailonis. What if the wife is an Ailonis, where we learned in Ksumas about this, a woman who has certain masculine characteristics, or actually we learned in Yevamos was the main sugya we had about it, that she has certain physical characteristics that she never fully matures as a woman.
Right.
And therefore she's infertile, she's not able to have children. Uzkena, or an old woman who is already past childbearing age, v'she'ena ru'yalelid, or a woman who's not capable of giving birth. So Rashi says that means, for example, that she drank some kind of potion that sterilized her. We learned in Shabbos about such a potion that they had in those days. Tosfos discusses other possibilities, that it may mean that she's naturally infertile. It may mean, for example, that she got married at an older age already. The Gemara mentions in Bava Basra that, for example, if a woman gets married past 40 years old, generally she's not going to have children. there were exceptions. The Nois Bokhot is the famous exception to that, but also we learned in Yevamos about that if a woman was married and then her husband died or divorced her, and for the next 10 years she never even thought of getting married, then that has a certain effect on her body, and later on she won't be able to have children. So all those cases also included an Ein Eruya Leilin. Anyway, all those cases, like Noitlus Ksuba Velashosis, in all those cases also we're saying that if they're a sota, they don't get the ksuba, they don't drink the sota water because they can't say the nix of an Israel Zara, they're not capable of having children, and therefore they don't get the ksuba. Rebel Yezer, Omer, no. It's not of the nix of an Israel Zara. It's rather because the Chachamim are arguing in these cases also, this is a marriage which is Osir. A man is not allowed to marry an Ilonis or a Skena. He has a mitzvah, or Ein Eruya Leilin. He has a mitzvah for a bull. So then in that case, it's similar to all the Chayvei Lavan that we mentioned before. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Laza Oimer, no. Yachalu Lichach Isha Cheres, Velifis, Velibis, and Hemena. No, because after all, the husband is capable of marrying another woman and doing period of Eruya with her. He can have two wives. This is before Chayvei Lavan and Goshen. So therefore, no reason to say that the marriage in and of itself is a possible marriage. Which actually the Yerushalmi points out that if the man has already been Mekayim period of Arabia, then yes, even the Chachamim would agree that an Ilonis or Skeno or what have you can drink the Sota water. Because then he's already fulfilled Peru. There's no reason even the Chachamim would say that it's an invalid marriage. As far as Rebbe Eliezer's point that he could marry another wife, why don't the Chachamim agree to that? There are a number of different Mepharshim talk about it. One answer is just because when it comes to the previous case about Muveres Chaveres and Nekes Chaveres, it's just between the two of them. So fine, they can separate or divorce as the case may be and remarry afterwards. Here, you'd need somebody else. You'd need somebody else to agree to marry him. Not necessarily you're going to find that. Ushar Kol Anoshim and all other women, Oishoises, Oilo Noitos Ksuba, since any other woman is able to drink the soda water, then either she drinks it, or if she doesn't drink it for whatever reason that we talked about before, she says, I'm Tomei, she says, I don't want to drink, etc., then Oilo Noitos Ksuba, then she doesn't get her Ksuba. Tosfos talks about what exactly is this part of the Mishnah adding. It seems fairly obvious, right? Tosfos discusses the possibility that we're talking about over here, that a muberes, a woman who's pregnant, forget about the fact that she's muberes chaverde. What if she's pregnant by him himself? She shouldn't drink the soda water. There's sakana sefashis involved. But for example, what if the husband married her within the 3 months, which he wasn't supposed to? Then okay, what's done is done. You already don't know whether the baby is from the first or the second. At that point, already once we know she's not pregnant, we're not going to force him to divorce her. That's included in this Shal Kol Anoshim. Even though he married her be'isser against the Tachanas Hakamim, not to marry within the 3 months. Once we establish she's not pregnant, then okay, yeah.
By itself, the
mitzvah
is a dangerous
unit. No, if she dies, right? I mean, that's you know. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Eishes Kohen Shoso Materes Labayla. The wife of a Kohen can drink the sota water if she's a sota, and she'll be mutter to her husband, which seems fairly obvious. Later on Daf Chavav, the Gemara is going to talk about what the chiddush in that is. Eishes Sris Shota, and also the wife of a Sris can drink. Now, a Swiss, we learned in Yuvamas that there's two types of Swiss. A Swiss is a man who's infertile, but there's two types. There can be Swiss Chama, where he's born naturally infertile, or there's Swiss Adam, where he was castrated or otherwise injured by human agency. Which one are we talking about over here? So Rashi over here, actually, in the Mishnah, says that we're talking about a Swiss Adam. And therefore, the idea would be, when he was married, he was still intact. And now, afterwards, is when he became a Swiss Adam, for reasons that we'll talk about in the Gemara, because you need to have that the husband has had relations with her at some point before she became a Soita. There is also the fact, though, if he's a Swiss Adam, then it would have to be they never again had relations afterwards, because he's also true, unless, the Meiri points out, you could have a case, the wife is a Giyoris, or Meshacheres, or whatever, where a Swiss Adam is allowed to stay married to her. No, forget about Puru Ru. A woman doesn't have permits for Puru Ru, and he can't. He can't have children. He's physically incapable.
So why is he allowed with a
Geirat? Because that's the Torah says. Well, Yavo, 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 We talked about this in Yevamos. We'll talk about it in a few months' time at the end of Kiddushin, Mezat Hashem. Kal Hashem is defined as a group of Jews who are freely allowed to intermarry. Since a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Geyoris or a Meshacharis, therefore they're not considered part of Kal Hashem.
That's sure enough.
Anyway, later on in the Gemara, actually, it actually explains differently that the Swiss we're talking about over here is a Swiss Chama, a natural-born Swiss. So why is it actually explaining it one way over here and one way over there? Okay. Continue the Mishnah. Al yedei kol arayis mekanin. You can be, the husband can be mekanin to his wife regarding any of the arayis. Meaning, in other words, that Rashi says, even, for example, like we said before, even the husband has reason to suspect that that his wife is fooling around with her father, he can be mekana, don't be alone with your father. Even though otherwise, if it weren't for his kinui, there wouldn't be any problem. And this is an example where we say that the peda talia milsa, that the din depends on the fact that the husband is makbid. The peda talia milsa, that it depends on the husband's objection. Because the husband has an objection, therefore, that creates a new reality in halacha, which otherwise wouldn't have existed. Chutz min ha-katan, except for a katan, it has to be, it actually says, v'shachar isha isa. Having said that, though, there are actually the different explanations among Rishonim. What kind of katan are we talking about? Are we talking about a katan all the way up to bar mitzvah age? Or do we mean only up to 9 years old? Because below 9 years old, a katan's bia is not considered bia. But between 9 and 13, as we learned in Yevamos, it is. And also he cannot be mekaneh her with somebody who's not a man. What that means, the Gemara is going to have some discussion about it towards the end of the Perek. The maskana of the Gemara is that we're talking about an animal. Even if he suspects that she's committing bestiality, he can't be mekaneh. It's not a valid kinnery for him to say, don't be alone with an animal. Nothing happens. I mean, if he has a problem with it, then he may have grounds for giving her a get. But you know, he doesn't have ground for making her a soita. Tiferes Yisrael actually says an interesting thing. So why didn't the Mishnah just straight out say an animal? And he says because there's a creature mentioned in the Sefer Kalayim called Avni Asada. What it is could be an orangutan, could be some other kind of primate, which is similar in some ways to a human being. And then there's a machlokes in the Mishnah over there whether that has some of the genium of a person or not. Halacha is that not? But our Mishnah is saying Eino Hish, as if to say, in other words, anything that's not human is not included, even in a orangutan. The Elush are based in Mekan and Lahen. Now, the following women based in will do the kinri for them, meaning the husband is not available for in the cases that we'll see. Nevertheless, if based in sees that she's being pritzistik, then they have an obligation to give her the warning. Al tisasu emish poini. Mishnah is charesh baila. If her husband became a charesh, onishtata, or he became a shoita, oshayachobish, veis asurin, or he's in jail. And in all these cases, loyla hashkoisa amru, we're not saying that based on this kinnery shall be given the meisota to drink, because you still have to have, like we said before, behavior ishas ishto, and in this case, the husband is not able to. So the kinnery will be elal apostolim ksubasa. It'll only be based in what we mechanic to her, al tisas yimish plani. If she goes and has theater with him, then she'll lose her ksuba. Same idea. In other words, he's not available. Rabbi Yossi, maybe the difference is if he's at war, if Basin realizes that there's a problem over here, they'll send a message to the front, you know, and let him come back for a little bit in order to do a dinner, yeah. Rabbi Yossi and Achlash goes. Rabbi Yossi says, no, actually, this kinnery can even work to give her to drink. When her husband gets out of jail, or in the other cases, if he becomes no longer a cheresh or no longer a shoita, yeshkena, then he'll be able to give her to drink based on the kinnery of based in. Basically, Rashi says the difference is Chachamim take the view the pasuk mentions together the kine is ishto that he mekane his wife and then the hevi that he brings her to the Beis Mikdash to do the meisoda. So the Chachamim take the view that there's a hekesh between them. So only if the husband is able to bring her is the kinnery effective for that purpose. Whereas Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of that hekesh, and therefore he says the kinnery can be done and the husband the kinnery can be done by Beis Din, and then the husband will bring her when he's able to. Eat. They're in adjacent to him. Yeah. Yeah. Says, in the first cases of the Mishnah, the Arusa and the Shemeres Yavam, Mishnahu Deloi Shasya, so we're saying that she does not drink the sota water, but evidently the Mishnah is implying that he could make a valid kinui to her. Menani Mili, how do we know all this? Turn it up on him. The Pasuk says, Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'amarta, speak to b'nei Yisrael and you should say to them, the word v'amarta l'rabas arusa v'shemeres yavam, the kinui comes to include that you can do kinui to an arusa and a shemeres yavam. I forgot to mention, by the way, in the Mishnah about this whole the whole business about the Shemeres Yavam, where we're saying that the a Shemeres Yavam, if we don't go like Rav Hamnuna, then she's mutter to the Yavam anyway. So Rashi had mentioned the idea that the husband, he may say, I don't want to marry her afterwards. Tosfos Shant had mentioned the idea about Rabbi Akiva. A whole other explanation, Meforshim on the Rambam explained, is we're not saying that he's able to do a separate kinui for her, because sure she wouldn't become aser if she was mizaneh as a shemeres yavam, but rather that he can include it in the Gilgal Shavua that we talked about before. If he's able to have her drink on the basis of a different kinui, and can he also include the shemeres yavam? And the Mishnah is saying that no, because again the Mishnah said before that she's not also to him, therefore it can't even be included in the Gilgal Shavua. Also, there's a possibility in the Mepharshim talk about that maybe Shemeres Yavam over here, maybe it's talking about that we're, if she was Mizana, if there was Kidri Astira, rather, when she was married to the first brother, and now the second brother on that basis give her to drink. That might also be what the Mishnah is including. Umasnissin Mani, so who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Yonasi. The Tanya, we learn in a bright. So the Pasuk says, Tachas Yisheich, that the Kohen tells her if you haven't become Tomei while you're married to your husband, Prat La Arusa, as opposed to an Arusa, who's not fully under her husband's rishus yet. Yachol Shani Motzi Av Shemeres Yavam, so you would think in that case you should also include a Shemeres Yavam, because again, she's not fully under her husband, she's not under the Yavam's rishus either, they haven't done Yivum yet. Tamad Lai, Ish. Therefore, the Pasuk starts off saying, Ish, where that's a ribui, Tivir of Yoshia. So basically, in other words, you have a miur, Sachat Ishe, but you have a ribui, Ish. So Rabbi Yoshia takes the view then that an Arusa is excluded, but a Shemeres Yavam is included. And again, what do we mean by included? By Shemeres Yavam is included, we could be talking about if she was Mizana, if there was Kinu Yisira by the first brother, or according to Rav Hamnuna, or whatever. Rabbi Yonasanoma. No, tachas ishech krat the shemeres yavam. No, the word tachas ishech does not come to exclude an arusa. It comes to exclude a shemeres yavam. Well then, oti shemeres yavam la oti es arusa. In that case, we would think only shemeres yavam is excluded, and arusa maybe is included. Maybe she could drink the water. No, tamad loy ma'ashe tif de isha tachas isha. Later on, the pasuk the signs that the kohen says to the woman tachas isha. Later on, the Torah describes that this is the din when a woman is a soita tachas isha. So that tachas isha prat la'arusa. You have two miyotim, in other words, one to be memayit the shemeres yavam, and one to be memayit the arusa. So our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yonasan that neither of them can drink. Why is it that Rabbi Yoshia is learning one way that the arusa is excluded, the shemeres yavam is not, and why does Rabbi Yonasan say the other way? Mar alimilei arusa. So Rabbi Yonasan feels that an arusa is stronger, is more the man's wife than a shemeres yavam. The kedusha d'day, because it's based on his kedushin, as opposed to a yavama is based on his brother's kedushin. The soiklin are yodei, and she can get skila if she's mizana at that point as an arusa, as opposed to a shemeres yavam. Even if we go with Rav Hamnuna and says that she's also to a yavam, she doesn't get skila. Yeah. So therefore, he feels that the possibility. Well, obviously, once the Zivum, then she's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. We're saying Shemeres Yavam. So therefore, Rabbi Yonasan takes the view that an Arusa is more strongly his wife, and therefore, when the Kohen tells a Tachas Ishech, it can't mean an Arusa. It can't mean as opposed to an Arusa, only because later on we have Ashatista Isha Tachas Isha, implying that it has to be a full-fledged marriage. That's where we're memayit the Arusa. Umar alimele shemeres yavam, whereas Rabbi Yoshia feels that the shemeres yavam is more strongly his wife, and therefore he shouldn't be memayit it. Dilemechsirim the siddur l'chuppah, because you're not missing chuppah. When it comes to yibum, as we learned in Yibamah, all you need is bia. Midrabanan, you need maimer, but midaraisa, all you need is bia, and that's it. You don't need anything else. And even bias is nus, even if they were just doing it, l'shem is nus, or b'shoigig, b'meizid, according to the different possibilities that we talked about over there in Yibamah. Whereas with an arusa, he still needs chuppah to make her. He still needs chuppah. He still needs nisuin to make her his wife.
We said it has to be done l'shem shemayim, though.
Ideally, it has to be done. That was Abba Shaul. It said that if you don't do l'shem shemayim, then it's as if you're pegeya be'erva. The Chachamim disagree with him. But besides that, even according we talked about over there, according to Abba Shaul, if you didn't do l'shem shemayim, are you b'dieved yotze, or is he in fact arguing with all those stam mishnayos and saying that no, in fact, you wouldn't be? Okay, we talked about it there. But according to the Chachamim, according to the Stam Mishnah over there in Yerubamah, Chabal Yevimtik, Ben Meshoyeg, Ben Memezid, etc., and it's kind of. We'll talk about that more on Amud Beis, right?
That's why we're not doing it today.
Well, it's true, because we say, like, that Machloikus between the Chachamim and Abba Shaul, that continues as a Machloikus down the generation. The Mechaber paskins like the Chachamim, the Ramah paskins like Abba Shaul, and therefore we Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah don't do Yibum. And Sfaradim will do it only very rarely. Rabbi Yonasan, hi, ish, ish, my Ovid. Fine. What does Rabbi Yonasan do with the words ish, ish? The ribui that we're trying to learn from ish, ish. What does he do with that? The Barilei Lerabas ish is cheresh. He says that it comes to include that you do, that Beis Din will do a kinuri, as we said at the end of the Mishnah, for the wife of a cheresh, the ish is shoyter, or for the wife of a shoyter, the ish is shimum, or the wife of somebody who's suffering from shimum. Rashi says Shimon is shimum is timhain lev. Like we say in Al-Khech, so some kind of mental confusion. So not quite the same as Shoyter necessarily, but the Tim and Lev is like somebody maybe who is having hallucinations, whatever it is exactly, who is not clear on what's going on. So therefore, so that's what he does with Ishish. Okay, Rabbi Yonah and Hai Tachas Isha Mayav. But fine, on the other hand, what does Rabbi Yoshia do with words Tachas Isha? And it says, he uses it for, at the end of the parak, we're going to say that the pasuk is creating a hekish between the man and the woman. There's certain dinim that we can infer from the psukim certain physical characteristics that we can infer from the psukim apply to the woman. For example, if she has functioning hands, because we say the mincha is placed on her hands, and therefore the husband has to have those also. And vice versa, that the b'neila me'ene isha, it says that the matter is concealed from the eyes of her husband, that her husband doesn't see, he knows that there was stira, but he doesn't know whether anything happened during the stira. So we learn from that that the husband can't be blind. If he is, then there's no me'saita. We learn from that the woman can't be blind either. That hekish, we learn from tachas ashetista isha tachas isha, because you have isha and isha together, which brings Tosfos to the question. So okay, if we're saying Rabbi Yonasan uses ish ish to teach us about the ish cheresh and so forth, and Rabbi Yoshi is using tachas isha for this thing for this hekish about blind and so forth, where do they learn each other's dinim from? But actually, they all agree with it. Okay, so now the question is, so what are we saying? That only because we have these psukim of either the pasuk tachas isha or tachas isha, as the case may be, are we mamayis and arusa and saying that she doesn't drink? So what? Otherwise, you would think that an arusa could drink the meisaita. How? V'haki also Rav Acha b'Chanina midroima, when Rav Acha b'Chanina came from the south of Eretz Yisrael. Also, Va'isi Masnisi Biyade, he came and Rabbi Acha Bachanina, that was his name. He came Midroima from the south of Eretz Yisrael. In the times of the later Tanoim, and in the times of the Amoraim, very few of the Chachamim lived in the south of Eretz Yisrael anymore. There was a big community in Lud, and then maybe in one or two other places. But for the most part, most of the Jewish community was in the Galil. The Romans in general were not too keen on them living anywhere near Yerushalayim, or basically in most of Eretz Yehuda. So for the moment, and the middle of Eretz Yisrael, then as now, was mostly hostile territory. Then it was the Kusin, nowadays the Palestinians. So therefore, it was either Yehuda or the Galil, and then most of them were in the Galil, yeah. That's why we have all over the Gemara. We have the famous cities over there, Tveria, Tzipori, Beis Sha'arim, etc., all those are in the north of Eretz Yisrael. So this Rav Acha b'Chanina came from the south of Eretz Yisrael, and he brought along with him a braisa that the Chachamim there had taught. The pasuk says, "Mibal ade yishich." The pasuk says that the kohen makes the woman administers the shiur to the woman, and she says, "Amen." That you haven't had relations with somebody else, mibal ade yishich, besides for your husband, implying besides for your husband implies that your husband has already had relations with you. Mishakodma shchivas ba'al boil, so it has to be therefore that the husband has had relations with her at some point before this potential boil. V'loishakodma shchivas boil ba'al. She would not be that you can't do the whole soita. You can't do the whole nei soita if the boil will have had a chance to have relations with her before even the husband. The point being, therefore, now Rusa has not yet had relations with her arus, because you do kiddushin with kesef and shtar over bia. So okay, bia, let's talk about it in a second. But let's suppose, for example, that there was kesef and shtar, kesef and shtar. The arus has not yet had relations with her. He doesn't do that until the chuppah, until the nisuin. So therefore, automatically on that basis, and Arusa can't. No, well, no, time. It was 12 months later. Yeah. Automatically on that basis, based on that, then based on mibala deyishik, she can't drink the meisoita. Why do we need other psukim to be mamayakin? So what about the possibility that there was kiddushin bia? A couple of different answers about that. One of them being, since we're saying shekodma shechivas baal implied that already when there was a shechiva, he was her husband, as opposed to kiddushin bia, that very thing is making him her husband. That you can't consider that. You can't consider that. You can't consider that shechivas baal kavna l'shechivas boil then. But even though physically they did have relations, but at the time when they started, he wasn't yet the baal. So that's the question. So in Arusa, no matter how the kedushin was done, whether kesef shtar or bia, you're not going to have that shivas baal came before shivas boil, because even if it was kedushin bia, there's still also to have bia again until the chuppah. At the point of the chuppah, she's not an Arusa anymore. But boil over here means the one who illicitly is having relations. The one that the husband suspects her of having an affair with. But he's not the boil either. And in other words, boil over here means the one that the husband is suspecting her of having an affair with, and therefore doing the kidri. But here, he was the first. Let's say he was the first one. Fine, but at that point, he's not the baal, so that's still not called shchivas baal. Later on, if she suspects her with the boil, but the boil will have been before the baal because she's still an arusa. So why do we need tachas isha or tachas isha in order to be mamayit in arusa? Well, anyway, based on that, an arusa can't drink. Yes, but you could still have the case. Suppose that the Orus had relations with her while she was in her father's house. There's no Rashi says. In other words, even though Itaka is Osir, Midrabanan at least, for the Orus to have relations with her after the Kedushin, before the Nisuin, but let's say he did. So then, you still have, so at that point he is the Baal, he is already the Orus, therefore you have, so he's after the Kedushin. So therefore, he is the Baal. If he has relations with her at that point, that's Shrivas Baal. Later on, you may have the Shrivas Baal. So you're good as far as that. So if it were just for the Mibalade Ishech issue, she would be able to drink Mei Soita. That is why we need Tachas Ishech, or Tachas Ishech to be Mamai at that case. Which, before we should talk about the question, again, according to the Ramban, that if the husband is not Menukah, we said that if the husband, as the Gemara says, if the husband is not Menukah Me'oven, then the Mei Soita doesn't work. And we said, according to the Ramban, Menukah Me'oven includes if he's done any Avera involving Bia Sasuris. And the Ramban specifically says, including having relations with her and her while before the Nisuin. So how does Rami Bachama's answer work? Then anyway, the Mei Soita is not going to work. And so one answer that Mepharshim give is, now, that's only also Midrabanan. We're talking about over here on a Deraisa level. Midrabanan, the artist would be allowed to have relations with her before the Nisuin. It's only Midrabanan that it's also. So fine, on a Deraisa level, before that Takana, Midrabanan, was ever made, had the husband, had he done that, had he been Baal of Beis Chamia, then she would be potentially a Soita if later on was Kinyan Yisdira, were it not for the Pasuk Tachas Ishech or Tachas Isha. Once the Rabbanan made the Takana, then okay. Anyway, if he's Baal Lev Beis Chamia, then she's not a Soita anyhow. Yeah. Okay. The question then is to cover Sogar Shemeres Yavam. Well, in that case, let's look at the parallel thing would be by Shemeres. We said our Mishnah mentioned Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, implying that there's some kind of similarity between them. If we're going to say that the case of Arusa in our Mishnah is where during the time of the Erusin, he the Arus had relations with her. And therefore, now you've accomplished Shchivas Baal before Shchivas Boil. Therefore, potentially, she could be a Soita if it weren't for the Pasuk Tachas Isha. Well, by the same logic, the Shemeres Yavam must be the same kind of case, where we had relations with her before the Nisuin. The question is, what Nisuin? Kigun Shabbat, you're going to say Kigun Shabbala, Yavam Beret Chamiya. You're going to say that if the husband, if Yavam had relations with her while she was in her father-in-law's house before the full Nisurin, then you're going to say that's the case. Then she's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. How Shemeres Yavam? Kodeswa. How can you call her a Shemeres Yavam? Ishtemau Yafi. Then she's full-fledged his wife. Da'amarab, because Rab said Konalakol. That if the Yavam has, we learned in the mission over there, Abba, Yavivta, Ben Meshazi, Ben Mezid, etc., is Koyne. We learned over there was Machloifis, Rab and Shmuel on it. According to Rab, the mission means he's Koyne her as his wife in all senses. Not just as far as that, that Yibum has been accomplished, and now if they want out, then they need to get rather than Chalitza. But also, for example, in the sense that if he's a Kohen, she can eat Truma, in the sense that if she dies, he yashins her. If she's a Kohen and she dies, he's metamic for her, etc. He's a full-fledged wife. So then, how do you have a case in our Mishnah where there could have been Shrivas Baal coming before Shrivas Baal, and yet she's still considered a Shemenes Yavam? According to that, it doesn't work. The answer is Kishmul. Okay, you could say Kishmul. Zom Leikona, Levar Mamur Mepasha. Fine, you could answer that actually it's only that it's according to Shmuel. Where Shmuel says that no, if he's Baal Yavimtoi, not for the sake of Yibum, but rather for the sake of Znus, he's Koina her only insofar as the thing is mentioned in Parshas Yibum, only insofar as Yaakov Moshem Achav Ameis, that he inherits the portion of the estate from their father that should have gone to his brother. It's not considered a full fledged marriage until they have beer for the sake of Yibum. And actually, there was a bit of discussion about that in the Gemara. We had a multi way machlokes over here also whether the beer of Yibum requires edim, not edim beer, of course, not edim for the actual beer, of course, that'd be princess dick, but edim for the yichud that's going to lead to the beer. Quite a bit of discussion about that in the Gemara. If you say you need Adim, then we have a very simple answer over here. Here there were no Adim. Okay, so the question that we said, and we had different opinions on it. I think our law says it doesn't, but we had several different opinions of Avraham Aroyim on the subject. Yeah. The question then is, Yehochi Lamer Rav to Amakar of so in that case, Lamer Rav to Amakar of Yoshi or Shmuel to Amakar of Yonison. So does that mean then that Rav and Shmuel are basically having the same machloikas as Rabba as Rav Yoshi and Rav Yonison? Namely, Rav Yoshi had said that a Shemeres Yavam could drink the Mesota. That would seem to fit according to Rav. Since once he has relations with her, since once there's Shrivas Baal, then immediately she's 100% his wife, then at that point, in other words, basically there is no case where she's a Shemeres Yavam and could drink, because once he has relations with her, she's no longer a Shemeres Yavam, she's fully Yishtoi, and therefore that would be what Rabbi Yoshi says when he means she drinks. As opposed to Shmuel would be going according to Rabbi Yonason had said, like our Mishnah, that a Shemeres Yavam does not drink, and that could fit with Shmuel's idea, because even though he was Baal now, she's not 100% his wife yet for all purposes. We mean for example, if he was Mekanit to her while she was a Shemeres Yavam, and now the Sira was after the Sira, and then the potential Bia. Was after the beer of the Yavam. So the Kinui was while she was a Shemeres Yavam. The Stira is only after Shrivas Baal, only after the Yavam has been toyed at her by doing the beer. Even though it was Lashem's Nus, and Rab says that works. So where Shmuel would be going according to Rabbi Yoshia. The fact that he had relations with her, the Shemes Nus, does not fully make her his wife. She's still, in a certain sense, a Shemeres Yavam. And therefore, so even though you had Shrivas Baal before Shrivas Baal, Rabbi Yoshia would say no good. The answer is Amalach Rab, I'm not the Amri Afilah Rabbi Yonason. No, Rab can tell you that what I'm saying is even according to Rabbi Yonason, because Midi Itzrich Krolam Ota, exactly that. Because we need a special mute in the pasuk, because we need, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the word Tachas Ishech, according to Rabbi Yonason, we need the words Tachas Isha, precisely because of that, we call the ishtei malyasi. That means the pasuk had to be memayate because otherwise we would have said that she's a full-fledged wife, like Rav is saying.
If the pasuk didn't come to...
Unless we had the pasuk to be memayate, yeah. Rashi says, by the way, that what the Gemara means is Rav can say, I hold like Rav Yonasan or I hold like Rav Yoshia. We don't really need, Rav would say, we don't really need the pasuk ish to be marba shemeres yavam, because it really we would know it because ishtei malyasi, she's 100% his wife, it's only an asmachta. But even if it's Rav Yonasan who wants to say that would be mamayas a shemeres yavam, fine, but the very fact that we have to be mamayas her shows that otherwise she's ishtei malyasa, she's a full-fledged wife. And conversely, Shmuel can say, I'm not the Amri Apil of Rav Yoshia, that what I'm saying could even be according to Rav Yoshia, that Rav Yoshia is saying that a Shemeres Yavam does drink. I got that backwards before, actually. I had it correct, yeah. The Gemara assumed that Rav was like Rav Yoshia, that she does drink, and Shmuel says that not. Shmuel is saying, I can go even according to Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia is saying that a Shemeres Yavam does drink, but exactly the other way around. I mean, it's the krav of Rabuya. Exactly. Since the point of Rabbi Yoshi, you need the pasuk ish to be married with her, because otherwise we would have said it not. Shema and Mikal, the law ishtei ikal. That goes to show that really she's not his wife for many purposes. He doesn't garishin her, he wouldn't be matame for her, etc. Nevertheless, the pasuk is given. That's exeris akasiv. That nevertheless, since to a certain extent they are considered married, insofar as the dinim of Yibum itself, and so insofar as there's no more chalitza, and insofar as that he yarishens his brother's estate, then therefore that's good enough. The pasuk can say therefore that's good enough to also make her drink the meisaita. Whereas according to Rabbi Yonasan, she taka doesn't drink because she's not really 100% his wife. And again, the only reason we need a miut is we shouldn't really need a miut because it's more logical to say it that way. But again, it's only an asnachta, Rashi says. The real reason, the real purpose of that pasuk tachas isha would be for the hekesh that we mentioned before.